Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see you. You know, we're here in downtown Leesburg at the Home Estate Realty Group's famous headquarters.
That's right. And our latest news to you is that our buyer clients are very happy right now. They're seeing a lot more homes on the market for sale, which gives them more choices. And they're out on the street shopping, whether at open houses or they're actually looking at these properties. So this week, we're going to offer some tips for all our home buyer clients out there and anyone else listening on how to position yourself the best you possibly can in 2025.
Yeah, it's so important, I think, to have that preparation. We've talked about it many times. You know, get ready because you're going to be out there in this marketplace, the spring marketplace, with a lot of other buyers. And probably the number one point that we want to make is know your why. Understand exactly why you want to do this. Because I think in a marketplace like this, especially a competitive spring marketplace, you're going to have a lot of other buyers that are out there. So you've got to have kind of like that zing, you know, that reason why you're out there looking. And certainly knowing where you want to be helps a lot. As we've talked to a lot of buyers recently, we kind of get them to go through a checklist as to why do they want to make the move to this new home, right? Whether it's to upsize, downsize, perhaps move to a different location. But most importantly, you got to know the why. And to dovetail with the why, you got to know where.
That's true. Because if you don't focus in, it's so easy to lose track of where you're going and get confused in the process.
And you will wear your real estate agent out.
So this is all very selfish.
Absolutely.
Okay, the second tip we give to all our clients is pay attention to your credit score. I know you've heard it over and over.
Yeah, so important.
The reason for this is interest rates. And right now we're looking at 6.5. Right now this week it's actually 7% and over. So the reason you want a good credit score, it means your lender can offer you a lower mortgage interest rate. So pay attention to your credit score. Every year you can get a free credit analysis. Go ahead and get that. Look at where you can strengthen yourself. And again, there are many experts out there that can offer you real tips on how to improve your credit score. And the higher, the better.
Yeah, and they use the phrase, you know, the soft pull or the hard pulls. The soft pull is one in which it will not damage or reflect poorly on your credit rating. So that's one of the first things that we advise when you sit down with your lender is to do that, to get a soft pull on your credit to see where you are. And you could actually do that yourself as well. There's certainly so many ways to do that. Probably the next is to consider the savings that you have. You know, we've talked about recently the amount of down payment that's necessary. And the old, you know, guidelines of 20% are so long ago. I mean, we've talked about 100% financing. Certainly with some of the other government programs, you can do as little as 3.5% down. Some of the conventionals are 0% and sometimes 3% down. So there's a lot of very low down payment type of options that are out there. But you need to consider what you feel comfortable with pulling out of your investments, pulling out of your accounts, because, you know, the more you put down, probably arguably the better rates that you'll be seeing, the better terms that you'll be getting. But you don't want to leave yourself in a situation where you're house poor. Certainly going to investment accounts, you know, the 401ks and some of the other savings accounts is a good idea if you're prepared and understand what impact that may have, let's say, from a tax standpoint or from, again, just that, you know, when you look at your portfolio and say, oh, my goodness, I don't have enough padding.
Yes.
So consider your savings. Again, this is always a good plan to review with your lender.
And that's perfect timing because our next point is find yourself a good lender you trust and you're comfortable with. You've got to have a good relationship. A lender is an invaluable resource in purchasing a home. And it's exactly for what Ray talked about, which is they give you the advice. Do you really want to put that much down payment and not have any cash to buy furniture for the movers, for things that might happen that first year?
Just that feel good amount there, right? That you keep just in case.
That's right. It's a good balance. And that's where your lender can help you to get a good balance between what your monthly payments will be, what your resources that you're left with will be. And not only that, Ray mentioned competition. So the really good lenders are the ones who are going to call that homeowner's agent and really lobby for you and say, listen, they're almost fully approved. I just need to find what location they're going to so we can close very quickly.
We just need a house.
We just need a house. Exactly. Yeah. That's the position you want to be in with your lender, where you've given them all your documents and you're ready to go. So finding a good lender is very crucial.
Yeah, they really become an integral part of the team as you're out there, again, making offers, getting prepared to make offers, etc. So make sure that you hire the best agent possible. And that's our next point, because the best agents are going to have the best lenders, the best title companies. And certainly, you know, I tell this story so often. When I first was looking for a house so many years ago, did not have a real estate agent. This is before I became a licensee. And I remember putting about 3,000 miles, no joke, putting about 3,000 miles on my car at that time, driving around to various open houses, wasting probably a lot of real estate agent's time, because I was convinced I could do this without a real estate agent. And didn't quite work out that way. 3,000 miles, gosh, only knows how much money I spent. And then again, no house. So eventually ended up getting a real estate agent. So, you know, find somebody that you relate to well. I mean, a lot of agents will ask you to sit down, do a buyer interview, and, you know, go through the dynamics of what you're going to expect. And we're covering that today, but there's also other, you know, certainly challenges along the way that they'll prepare you for and make sure that you understand that this is just kind of a normal process. So, you know, the best way is certainly to talk to friends and relatives, get good referrals, go online. A lot of agents like ourselves are using social media, and hopefully the information we're conveying to you shows that we do some research. We've around, we've got some experience. So do some due diligence and find that special agent, because they, like the lender, become a real part of your home buying team.
That's right. And successful, successful home purchase.
Yeah.
The last point is on the market knowledge. And this really boils down to knowing the area, the neighborhood you're going to live. Especially in Northern Virginia, real estate is local, 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 local. And the more hyper-local you go, the more important
it's
it is to know.
It's neighborhood by neighborhood.
It's street by street. Yeah. It's which one has the view of the lake and which one is at the closest to the entrance of the gated community. Okay. Little things matter. And that's why we always recommend, if you're thinking about an area, drive around different times of the day. Get an idea for who's living there. Are kids out with the dogs, or is it more adults? So you want to get a really good feel for what's happening and what's happening with the home values. And again, that's what your real estate agent will show you, which homes have sold in this neighborhood in the last 3 months, 6 months. What have they been going for? What do they look like on the inside? And how does the one that you're looking at rate compared to those? So that's also very important.
Yeah. And, you know, as we've said, we've been doing some open houses here recently, and that is kind of, again, we're doing different areas, different locations, different neighborhoods. And one of the chief things that we do as we go into the open houses is to understand the neighborhood. As we take listings, as we meet the public there at these properties, we need to know the school systems. We need to know what the dynamics of the town hall meetings are all about. You know, and so therefore, we really do rely on this type of information to be able to do the best job for our buyer clients. And, you know, this is the type of information, I think, as we start to see, you know, more and more people show up at our open houses, looking at our listings and so forth. We recognize that buyers are out again, right?
That's right.
They're optimistic.
Right.
And I just heard that Fannie Mae is predicting by the end of the year that interest rates could be down as low as like 6.2%.
would be nice.
Yeah. So I think, you know, there's certainly some ups and downs with the economy right now, but overall, the Northern Virginia market is quite active.
That's so good. That's so good. And it's true. Every weekend we go out, more and more people are coming to open houses. Not only that, more and more houses. And that's always great to see.
Yeah. Inventory is definitely increasing. Well, as always, we really hope that the time you've spent with us is valuable and that you've learned a little bit. If you ever have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us, of course.
Anytime. And we're going to ask you to do a huge favor. If you've been watching us for a while, or if you've just watched this video and you like us, we're going to ask you to do us a favor. I have a link below. Click on it. It's for our Google review. We're trying to work on that this month.
Yeah.
And so if you
say
know,
that five times
if
quickly,
you've been listening, I know.
Google review. Right.
Please rate us. You don't have to comment if you haven't worked with us, but if you have, if you know us, if you've been watching us for a while, we'd really appreciate that five star.
Yeah. And don't forget, we love to answer your questions. So please send us your questions as well, and we'll put those on the next video. Well, until next week, we hope you have a wonderful spring, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.